the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in by APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via Echolink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign. Repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Then please give your name and your location and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. We have 19 on the list tonight, so we'll get started with that. We have Mr. Fred checking in from Traveler's Rest, W4FCM, and Ms. Isla, N4IEI. Next up, we have Andy checking in from Simpsonville, W2AMD. And Andy checking in from Table Rock, KI4LZI. Next up, we have Mr. Mal checking in from Prosperity, K4XMR. Next up, I have Mr. Jim checking in from Pelzer, KW4TS. Mr. Jack checking in from Greenville, KJ4UHF. Leroy from Taylor, KA5WLL. Mr. Kurt checking in from Greenville, KM4BLH. Jim checking in from Dacusville, KO4RAX. Mr. Fred checking in from Greer, KIRA. Jerry from Anderson, N4DJC. Mr. Pat from Malden, K4OSH. And Mr. Bill checking in from Anderson, KC4W. Don checking in from Piedmont, KG4PFI. Mr. Landon checking in from Dacusville, KG4WNP. And Ms. Linda checking in from Piedmont, KG4QLQ. I'd also like to recognize my husband, Mark, W2MJB, who just took the dog out for a walk, but he was here helping me set up the radio for the net. This is KN4HTP, net control with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to thank everyone who took advantage of the opportunity for the early check-in. That can be very convenient. All right, at this time, I'd like to go to Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. Please call net control.
Net control, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome my friend, Mr. John, checking in from Brown Summit, KN4RJN. Thanks for checking in tonight, and I have you down for some RAC 2 later. All right, tonight, being Monday night, and welcome to May, by the way, we will start with the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Wendy. Thanks for calling in.
4HTP. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler, and still got the frog, so it'll just be in and out tonight. Thanks.
November 9, Papa, Kilo Papa, Jamin, West Union, no traffic, and we'll be short time. Thanks for calling the net.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Patrick, checking in from Penrose, KO4HKX. Thanks for joining us tonight, Patrick. Next up, I'd like to welcome Harry, checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. Hope your voice gets doing better, Harry. Thanks for checking in tonight. Glad you'll be listening in. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Mike, checking in from West Union, N9GSX, and Miss Jama, N9PKP. Thank you for joining us tonight. Please pass along my greetings to Miss Jama. All right, is there anyone else at this time in the group Echo Through Hotel? Echo Through Hotel. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
Net Control, check in AA42S, Zone, and M4DME, Paul. We in the co-op will be day-to-day the hell out of by on that.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. John, checking in from Tocoa, AA4QS, and Mr. Paul, N4DME. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. John, and please pass along our greetings to Mr. Paul. Good to have you join us on the radio. All right, at this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima. India through Lima, please check in by calling Net Control.
KP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. Now, I'm James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, though, and saying 73 for each one of you.
KP. Please check in Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Flexner, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Mark, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Air control. Foxtrot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango, John, and I'm out of turn. I just got through calling to Anderson this shortly, and just want to get checked in with you before I got too far away from the radio, Wendy. I want to say good evening and good evening to everyone on the net. This is Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie, Kilo Tango, John, and Hania, Pace, South Carolina.
HTP. Andy, good to hear you call the net again tonight. Thank you. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Hope everyone out there has a good night. 7-3.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. James, checking in from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Thanks for joining us tonight, James. It's good to hear you on the radio. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, checking in from Fletcher, W4IOE. Thank you for joining us tonight, Sid. Then I'd like to welcome John, checking in from Honeypath, KF4CKT. Thanks for joining us tonight, John. flag you had a good net in Anderson, and want to invite anyone listening in to check in on the Anderson net. That's every night at 8:30. Next up, I'd like to welcome my friend Larry and Miss Donna from Greer, KK4JBQ, and KC4MFK. Mr. Larry, please pass along our greetings to Miss Donna. Then I'd like to welcome Duncan, checking in from Asheville, KO4JKV. Thanks for joining us tonight, Duncan. Hope you have a good night. Is there anyone else at this time in the group? India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
4HTP? Andy, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick. And by telephone relay, our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
X-ray 2, Papa Juliet Romeo, WX2DJR, Paul, at Mount Pisgah. I'll be negative and negative.
7-3. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm over in Piedmont tonight. Same with you, Miss Wendy, Mark, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. Miss Lorena is also checking her husband Rick and daughter Michelle, KK4DMW and KM4MOQ. Thanks for checking in tonight, Miss Lorena. Hope you have a good night. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Paul, checking in from Mount Pisgah, WX2PJR. Thanks for checking in tonight, Paul. Hope you're having cooler weather than we are. We were like 87 this evening. Woo! Had to crank up the air conditioner. Next up, I'd like to welcome my friend Walt from Inman, K4OIM. You sounded good, Mr. Walt. Hope you have a good evening. Then I'd like to welcome Fred, checking in. He is mobile in Piedmont, KO4NNH. Thanks for joining us tonight, Fred. Good to hear you on the radio. Is there anyone else at this time in the group Mike through Papa that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, if the suffix of your call ends with the letters Q through T, please check in by calling KN4HTP, Net Control.
HTP. Check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Crest in Lima. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
Check in a lot. Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. KF4RVH. My name is JD. I live in Berea with no traffic and no round table.
4HTP. And KO4QLT, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
HTP, WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard, North Carolina. No traffic, no comments. Over.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, checking in from Lyman, WN4S. Thank you for joining us tonight, Chris. Next up, JD from Berea, KF4RVH. It's good to hear you on the radio, JD. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, checking in from Liberty, KO4QLG. Thank you for joining us. And then Mr. Ed from Brevard, WD8RON. Thanks for joining us tonight. I hope you're having a good evening. At this time, I'd like to check and see if there's anyone else in the group. Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If you'd like to check in, please call Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, please check in by calling KN4HTP.
Kilo Echo Zero Uniform. Control, this is Joe, Mount Pisgah, North Carolina. Just saying 73 to everybody on the net this evening. Hope you all have a good night.
X-ray Bravo, that's K4XD, Tommy, Southern Greenville County, that'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
KF4HTP. KF4HTP, please check in. Kilo 4, correct, Kilo 4 is dead. Alpha is K4 is KW.
HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I have a lot of static on my radio. I think I have Joe checking in from North Carolina, Kilo Echo, and then I didn't get the rest of your call sign. So, Mr. Joe, could you recheck, please?
Hey, guys, net control. This is Kilo Echo Zero Uniform X-ray. Mount Pisgah, North Carolina. Just wishing everybody 73s on the net this evening. I know there's some atmospheric conditions out there, so hopefully my transition gets out, and everybody have a good night.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yep, that time there was a lot less static, so I got Joe checking in from Mount Pisgah, KE0UUX. Thank you for joining us tonight, Joe. Next up, I have Mr. Tommy checking in from Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thanks for joining us tonight, Tommy. Always good to hear you on the radio. Then there was another station that I had a lot of static with, and I got the first part of the call sign, I got Kilo 4. So if you could recheck, please, I will do my best to pull it out of the noise. Have a relay on that station. All I'm getting is static.
I think his microphone or something there, Wendy. He doesn't have any audio at my location either. KI4DOS.
This is KN4HTP. Thank you, Mr. Gary. That station trying to check in, you're hitting the repeater, but we're not getting any voice. So if you could move around a little bit, we'll see if we can catch you later. So thank you for trying, and thank you for listening in. All right, we'll give another shout-out at this time for Uniform through Zulu. you through Z. Please call KN4HTP to check in. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please check in by calling net control.
Control. Will, please check in. Whiskey X-ray 4, Delta Alpha Tango. WX4, DAT, Danny. I'm out of Gastonia, and I'll be out after formal. Good night, good net, and God bless.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4HTP. And Wendy, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel, Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. No traffic, but I'll hang around for the rest.
4HTP. Miss Wendy, Mr. Mark, and the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Mark, and all on the net.
TP. Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. Roland and Pickens, negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
Eddie P. Lee Ford, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
TP. The net, please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO, this is Doug in Valhalla. Negative and negative, 73 to the net.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Danny, checking in from Gastonia, WX4DAT. Thanks for joining us tonight, Danny. Next up, I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Thank you for checking in. Put in as the net manager for this net. I appreciate it. Next, I'd like to welcome Keith, checking in from Seneca, KN4CHY. Thank you for joining us tonight, Keith. Then I'd like to welcome Mr. Gary and his wife, Miss Joy, checking in from Easley, KI4DOS and K3JOY. Hope you two have a good evening, Mr. Gary. Next, I'd like to welcome Roland, checking in from Pickens, K1CJW. Hope you have a good night out there, Mr. Rowan. Next, I'd like to welcome Tyler, checking in from Taylor's, W4CTW. Thanks for joining us tonight. And then I'd like to welcome Mr. Doug, checking in from Valhalla, N4AHO. Thanks for joining us tonight. At this time, I'd like to check and see if there's anyone else in the group, Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
For HTP. And everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, checking in from Easley, KB2BYQ. Thank you for checking in tonight, Dave. Hope you have a good evening as well. At this time, I'll go ahead and move us to the big group. That's all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Anyone that hasn't had the opportunity to check in, please do so now by calling net control.
For HTP, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson. Mobile in Greenville and Rochester Spartanburg. Negative and negative.
For HTP, Wendy, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, K-O-4-R-Y-P.
My name is Anna, and I am at home in Campobello tonight. Please also check in my husband, Chad, who is here with me. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KL4NUE. Thank you for calling the net, Miss Wendy, and I hope you all have a great evening. We'll both be in and out tonight. Thanks.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Nelson, who is mobile near Greenville, KO4GUN. Thank you for joining us tonight, Nelson. Hope you have a good drive. Next up, I'd like to welcome my friend Miss Anna from Campobello, KO4RYP. Thanks for joining us tonight, Miss Anna. Hope you're having a good evening. Miss Anna brings along her husband, Mr. Chad, KO4NUE. Say hello to Chad for us. It's nice to have you check in. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for anyone who hasn't checked in yet. We're going all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net, with my thanks for checking in. Just as an FYI, we have 57 check-ins tonight. That's a good Monday. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now be in the RAG-CHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG-CHUs. At this time, I'd like to check in with my friend John, KN4RJN. Is it getting rain up there this past weekend?
This is KN4RJN. Got a little bit, not a lot. Most of it went north of us, but it sprinkled a little bit and just enough to knock dust off things a little bit. A couple things coming up in the sky in the next week or two that I thought I would tell you about. One is the Eta Aquarius meteor shower this Friday on May 6th. It actually runs from the 19th of April to the 28th of May, but this Friday it will peak in the pre-dawn hours, get up around 2:30 or so, and as Aquarius rises, you will be able to see a few meteors per hour if you hang out long enough and are patient enough. And on Sunday, May 15th, there is a total lunar eclipse that can be seen in the eastern United States. It will begin about 10:28 when the shadow first starts, and it will reach totality at about an hour later at about 11:29, and the totality will last for at least 85 minutes. So if you get a chance and to get out and take a look at that, I encourage you to do so. Also, if you want to hang around long enough, at 4:14 a.m. That following morning, after the totality, you will see what is called the full blood moon, the morning of the 16th. As it's coming out of the shadow, the moon will turn red, and you'll have what is known as the full milk blood moon. And that should prove interesting if you want to stay up that late or go to bed and come back and look at it. But I want to let you know about those, and what else is going on in your world there, Wendy?
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. So I have a follow-up question on this eclipse. So you said May 15th, about 10:28, it starts and it reaches totality around 11-something, so I need you to fill in that time for me, and lasts about 80 minutes. And then you can see the full blood moon, which looks red, around 4:14 a.m. What time do you usually go out and view the eclipse? Do you stay out and watch the whole thing get covered and uncovered, or do you just watch it for a few minutes and then come back and watch it for a few minutes, or what's your usual pattern?
This is KN4RJN. It depends. Now I'm feeling and how sleepy I am and whether or not I had my nap that afternoon, but I'll generally go out somewhere in the it'll reach totality at 11:29, It begins at 10:28, so about an hour later. So I might go out when it begins and then come back, you know, 30, 45 minutes later and wait for totality. And then once it hits total, you know, you got 85 minutes of not seeing the moon, and then I may go back to bed and get back up at 4 and go out and watch for the blood moon. But it's unlike a solar eclipse, which happens really, really fast. The lunar eclipse takes a lot longer because of the size differential of the shadows. But I encourage you to go out and take a look at that. And other than that, what else do you need?
Well, what else do I need? I have a long list of things I'd like, but don't need anything. I'm looking forward to Mother's Day. I don't know why. I had a nice chat with my son. He's been he moved to Las Vegas and is that was, you know, a few months ago. But this is a selfish mom. He doesn't have friends there yet, very many friends, and so I get a lot of phone calls from him, and I just love it. But I know that I have to wish for him to have plenty of friends, which also means the time will come when he doesn't call me in the evening, when he often calls when he's on his commute to or from work. So that's always a nice chat. And he's got this cute little puppy. It's a miniature schnauzer that puppy is hilarious. He tells me the stories. He always makes me laugh, that puppy. So anyway, mostly we talk about that and other things, about how, you know, it's 90 degrees first thing in the morning and stuff like that, because he's out there in the Mojave Desert. But so I'm enjoying that. But I know that I have to look forward to when he has all his friends, new friends, because he's, you know, relocated to a new city, and so that he won't call me as much. Ah, boo-hoo. But anyway, Mother's Day is coming up. Just a reminder for everybody, get your traditions going, whether it's flowers or cooking dinner or taking somebody out for a meal, or just taking time to think about your mother and things you loved about her and, you know, things like that. When my mother first died, it was a tough holiday because I always focused on her not being here. But now, over time, the missing is still there, but the appreciation for the good things. It's always good to focus on the good things. So, so there's that bit of nostalgia, I guess, or just looking forward to Mother's Day, which is nice.
This is KN4RJN, Roger. Yeah, my mother and I could, after I left home, and, you know, we'd do a visit, and we could stand each other for about 3 days, and that was about it. But we didn't get along too well. We loved each other, but we didn't get along too well. But, and I almost forgot. Kathy wanted me to ask you if you had gotten any of her books. She wanted to, of the, what was it, Sister of the Broken Vows? If you had gotten that book, and if you had not yet, she wanted to send you an autographed copy. And I'm supposed to track down your address, which I did off of QRZ, if that's still accurate.
Great, Miss Kathy. I have not purchased the book yet, so I would love an autographed copy. It's the best kind. If the address is in South Carolina, Mr. John, it is the correct address for me, and just enclose a little note in there with how much I need to send back. I want to support the local author, so definitely want to pay for my autographed copy. That would be really fun. Thanks, Miss Kathy, and thank you, John, for going to that trouble. So do you have any fun pet stories for me? What are your cats up to?
This is KN4RJ, and the cats are up to what their cats are usually up to, but the dog is apparently losing his winter undercoat, and he is shedding. Brushed him out today and got a whole nother dog. He is shedding all over the place. It took him into getting groomed here not that long ago, and I'm going to have to turn around and take him back to get a good bath and a good brush out. But you can go out on the back deck with him and just, you know, rub his sides, and if the wind is blowing, you've got this almost like snow just floating off into the breeze. So So vacuuming is taking place on a regular basis, and you don't have to run the vacuum very long before the canister is all filled. And so we're dealing with that. But other than that, he's doing all right, and the cats are, you know, doing what cats do. But, you know, everybody's more or less happy except the people that have to, you know, vacuum the carpets, which is and the chairs and the couches and wash the rugs and the blankets and everything else that's covered in everything around here is covered in dog hair. So it's like, you know, but hopefully he will eliminate that undercoat here soon and we can get back to something resembling, you know, just normal shedding.
JN, this is KN4HTP. Yeah, I can see the little snow floating away from your back deck as the wind blows the little soft dog hairs. I wonder if birds would use that in a nest or they wouldn't like the smell of it because it would be a kind of a, I suppose it could be the smell of a predator to them because not that they probably get eaten much by dogs, but I don't know. Anyway, our dog's hair is really soft, and, you know, sometimes I do the same thing. I go out on the back porch and brush and brush and brush and brush her, and she stands the whole time, and she's a tall dog, and she'll rotate for me. She'll move, turn around and get the other side, and then she'll back up to get this spot again, and she'll stand out there for half an hour while I comb her out, so I made the mistake with our first greyhound. His name was Matlock. First time I brushed him, I brushed him like he was a horse. I mean, he was big enough to be a horse. So I was brushing really hard with my brush. And I go back and look at him. He's got all these red lines in his skin under his coat. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. He didn't have scratches, but it definitely was irritated skin. So after that, I was a lot more careful. I should have realized it, but I don't know. They just make me think of horses just because of their size, but their skin and hair and hide is nothing like a horse, so I should have clued into that better. But it only took me the one time to learn. After that, I was much more gentle, and he enjoyed it much more.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, Walter doesn't... He doesn't enjoy it necessarily, but I don't think he necessarily dislikes it. He tolerates it, let's put it that way. And he tolerates it better if I'm standing there next to him when Karen's, you know, brushing on him, but and I'll brush him out. He'll tolerate it, but I generally just take him out and just, you know, rub both sides, you know, back and forth really, really fast and watch it blow away and it comes off like, you know, dog, are you ever gonna stop shedding? But yeah, the blankets had to get washed again today, and I think we vacuumed yesterday, and it probably, if we vacuumed again today, it would fill up the canister just on the living room rug, but, you know, it is what it is. That's, he's a dog. They do that. Fortunately, he's not a husky. My son had a husky when he was living with his sister up in Virginia for a while, and I used to go up to their house when the husky was blowing his winter coat, and there were gobs of dog hair, just big balls of fluff, like everywhere. And I'd say, Rachel, have you vacuumed yet lately? She said, yeah, this morning. I said, oh my God, that was a mess. And it's like, oh Lord. But his is not quite that bad, but it's still there's copious amounts of hair coming off that dog.
Nice that they're worth it in spite of this minor little job that we have in the spring of a little extra dog hair. They're still totally worth it. So think of how much cleaner the rest of the carpet is, you know, from the usual kind of dirt because you're vacuuming it extra time for the dog hair time. So anyway, I haven't got any other plans. I spent most of the month of March visiting my dad, and he's doing well. He's 84. I can't remember if I told the story how I put 84 candles on his birthday cake. I love that. I love it that I did that. I warned him ahead of time just to make sure he wasn't going to be, you know, feel bad about 84 candles. I said, look, I'm going to do it. It's going to make me happy. And I have, you know, so I got the really thin ones. They're just like wick in just really thin coat of wax, and they're like 8 inches tall, but they burn quite quickly, but anyway, so I stuck 84 candles all around his cake, and then there were three adults. We lit them as fast as we could, and some of the candles tipped over so that they were meeting each other at the top, and that made a pretty big flame. So we did not sing happy birthday to him. We just told him to blow out the candles. I really was afraid he was going to set off the smoke alarm, but it was very, very fun for me. maybe I'll get to do 85 candles next year. It was fun to visit him on his birthday this year.
This is KM4RJ and Roger. 84 candles on the cake. You're liable to set the house on fire. I think I would just let that be an omen that, you know, that some of them fell next to each other, and just, you know, go get the numeral 8 and the numeral 5 and put them on there. My daughter did that for my wife when she turned 69, but she put them backwards and made it 96 and took a picture and posted on Facebook, happy birthday. I'm surprised we were able to find the body. It's like, she was not amused.
Well, I think my nephew suggested I get the number candles for the number 8 and the number 4, but I said, no, I'm going to be a fire hazard this year. I'm really going to do it. But then, of course, I was the one that was given this special piece of cake from the center that had all the wax that dripped on the frosting, so, which I didn't mind because by then it was hardened and I could just, you know, peel it off with my fork. But there was that negative consequence, besides almost lighting the house on fire, was that there were a lot of wax drips on the frosting. So I, of course, took the piece with the most wax on it. It was a delicious cake. It was date cake, which initially I thought, what, a cake you make on a date? And it was, no, it's made with dates. So, and it was really good.
This is KN4RJ, and I'll have to, a date cake. I'll have to request one of those on my birthday here in a few months. But anyway, well, I don't know if there's anybody. I had to step away from the radio there for a minute, so I'm not sure if anybody else is looking to write you with you, but I'm sure it's second shift has probably shown up by now. So say hello to Mark for us. I'll say 73s and back on out of here, and y'all have a good evening. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
It's KN4HTP. Just a heads up to you, Mr. John, on May 15th, you may get a call at 4:14 a.m., about the blood moon. So be sure and turn the volume off on your phone if you're not going to be out watching the eclipse and the blood moon. So, all right. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I want to check and see if I missed anyone for check-ins. Anyone else who's tuned in or would like to check in? We're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments at this time? Before I head to Mr. Keith, I just want to check and see if anybody had a comment. This time, I'd like to see if Keith, KN4CHY, are you still tuned in?
4HTP, still here.
Much rain up your direction this past weekend?
I got zero rain. In fact, I finished up cutting the grass under what looked to be a threatening cloud, but it never run me out of the yard.
That was a good time to cut the grass then, because the direct sun wasn't making it a hotter job than it had to be.
I waited until kind of later in the afternoon anyway. Tend to do that. In my backyard, I've got a row of trees on the west side. So come about 4:30, I'm starting to get good grass cut and shade all the way across the yard.
Philip, the shade, so that would be my tactic, too. We have our couple of trees in our backyard. They're just putting out their buds now. They're late butters, but it'll be nice to get the leaf cover on those, and then we'll get more shade in our backyard.
Several big pecan trees in the back, and big oak tree, and a couple of elm trees. The elms are still coming in, but they're almost there. About everything is out here. But I've actually got garlic growing, which is a winter crop, like an onion, and they're still going. I kind of expect them to start yellowing out, and they haven't yet. So that's good, too. Maybe I'll have big garlic.
Like a good one. I've never tried growing garlic before, but fresh garlic would be awesome in lots of recipes.
Ma'am, I tend to agree with that, and this is the first time I've tried it, and I've got a patio planter, and I've got 12 garlics in it. So if they turn out, I plan on peeling all the cloves and taking them back to the freezer and have fresh garlic whenever I need it.
Had those last season.
I got a little late start on it, but it seemed like it was around the 1st of November.
Like this climate, you could do, there might be a lot of choices for a winter crop. So I think I like that idea to kind of have some version of a year-round garden.
Being a winter crop, like I said, I tried 12 this time just to get started, and I'll just put them up in the freezer, and I don't know how 12 pods will last, but we'll definitely see. And thinking if this does pretty good in these planters, I'm going to try onions next time around, too. It's nice to have something growing in the winter, too, to be able to put up in the freezer for later. But yes, it was an experiment, and it was just dead simple. They say not to use store-bought garlic because of, GMOs or whatever. I tried some organic garlic. They recommend actually getting garlic cloves from a nursery to plant. So I don't know if these are going to come out, but we'll see. If they don't, I'll try actually garlic cloves. But I ended up buying organic garlic, and it's dead simple. You just stick a clove in the dirt, and with what used to be the root end down, and within a matter of days, you'll have green growth coming out the top of the dirt.
Good. I didn't have the best luck. I got a rosemary plant. And I don't know what I did, but it's all dried up. So I'll use the rosemary, but I won't have a perpetual supply. And I also tried lavender, and I was not successful with that either. So I don't know if I'm underwatering I think I'm underwatering, if it might need water daily or something. But my oregano that I have already planted is doing great, and it tastes great too.
Cooking thing. When COVID hit, we pretty much started then. I can brag right now because the wife is not sitting over here. She's out of town, so maybe she won't hear it, but I turned out to be a better cook than she did. So yeah, I'm just getting started in the whole kitchen gardening type stuff over.
I used to only make that comment when she's not around to overhear. But it's a fun thing to start, to resume or just to learn as you're going along. I had the same thing when COVID hit and, things were so uncertain and we were just living on what we had in the house. I found that what I missed the most was the vegetables. So I started doing sprouts. I had some seeds to sprout, and so I had the little sprouting stuff, and that was good. But that's what made me decide, I'm just going to plant you know, some stuff. Just something that I can have fresh every year in my garden. Or at least I want to get the skill so that I can do it if I, you know, choose to. So, and, you know, with the prices going up, it's good to be able to eat your own tomatoes and not have to buy them at the store or, you know, whatever your favorite vegetables are, like garlic.
My father got all the green thumbs in this section of the family because I've got hardly any of them. Getting better at it as I've aged. And, on the cooking thing, I used to do quite a bit myself. It really got me started when I was living in Louisiana for Cajun cooking. I have brought a lot of that back and have improve my skills in that area. And the wife, on most of the things that I do, she probably wouldn't argue with me, but I still wouldn't say it in front of her.
I'm pretty cool with just stating the facts myself and somebody else just stating the facts. So that's the best way to be. So have you, I was going to ask you about a recipe. Oh, have you done, well, this is what I discovered recently. I started cooking pork. It's a shoulder roast, but they call it pork butt. Who knows how that happened, but it's a cheaper cut of meat. And so I've started experimenting with that and found that, interestingly, the longer it cooks, the less dry it is when there's a lot of moisture in the crock pot with it. So we had the best one I've cooked on Sunday. And that's nice because it's leftover and you can season it this way and that way, and it's variety, you know, for just eating several dinners of that through the week because we just ate it in its regular form on Sunday, and tonight I did it with Mexican seasoning and some scorched corn, and then later on I'll do it with some barbecue sauce. Have you experimented much with the buffalo seasoning?
As much as I like Cajun food, which is a little spicy, I'm not much on buffalo. I have friends that, you know, love eating the super hot peppers, and it pains me to watch them do it. Not much on buffalo, but the pork roast does sound interesting. I've not tried that, but we do kind of the same thing. We'll do something and eat on it for a little while, you know, at least a couple of nights, and like to do different things with it like that, like you're talking about, too. So I will definitely look into that, especially since it's a cheaper meat on it.
And it's nice, too, that we have a nice big freezer, so I'm finding what's been hiding at the back for the few months. And we're eating that, too. I figured, we might as well eat it now and get the freezer empty before we start spending more money than we are accustomed to on new food. So, so far, I haven't had trouble with anything being too long in the freezer. You know, that I had some soybeans, and that I cooked them in the pod with some seasoning, and they didn't taste like they'd been in there for a year, which they had. So but I just am a big fan of flavor and seasoning and all kinds of that good stuff, like the garlic you grew.
On that last over, as far as the meats, you know, with Cajun stuff, it's mostly like sausage and chicken and, of course, you know, crawfish and shrimp and seafood type. They kind of tend to classify crawfish as seafood, but it's more like a ditch meat, you know, it's not necessarily from the sea over.
The most common spices that you use in Cajun cooking?
One of them is like ground white pepper, which is probably about the most different thing. Also, there's good off-the-shelf Cajun seasoning. Tony Sachery's being one of them. That is a staple Louisiana seasoning, and they're available at our local Walmart, probably about all the Walmarts around. In fact, I was shocked. I was in Dollar General picking up some coffee and walked by and they even have Tony Sastry in Dollar General.